You're listening to a Lanch Day Radio Network Best of Series on HR Voices Series XM Channel 141, hosted by yours truly, James Lewis, a.k.a. the Paragon of Broadcasting Excellence, a.k.a. the Heisenberg of Sirius XM Radio, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street.
Carlin used the word malfeasance against Shador, and I just don't agree with that, Carlin. I don't think that, I would say that when it comes to race and when it comes to, we know that being a brash African-American man is the biggest crime that you can commit in the United States. Like, I'm not falling back from that. So I'm not Stephen A. Smith in this. I'm not, who's the fat guy that used to be on Fox? I'm not Jason Whitlock in this. I'm not doing that. I'm not saying that there's no, I'm not Candace Owensing this. I'm not saying that there's no institutionalized racism in the United States or in sports. That would be a very ignorant take. I'm saying that Shador Sanders is not as valuable to the NFL as he thinks, as his father thought, and as me and you thought, because I didn't think that he was a first or second pick. I never thought that. I did think that he was a late first round, early second round pick, that if you're picked in the top 60, you're going to start at some point. You're either going to start immediately if you're a top three pick, or you're being developed to start over the next several years, which I think is a good place for Shador. I think that him and his father kind of fried themselves. I mean, it came out, you know, a couple of weeks ago that he had a chance to go to the Ravens. The Ravens called. They wanted to draft him, I think, in the fifth round. He said, don't draft me. I get it. You have Lamar, but going to a great organization like the Ravens, when Lamar is only, what, 26, but his body's probably 29 because he's a running quarterback. He's not going to be able to perform at the level that he's performing for into his late 30s. That's just not his style of play. So I feel that they had the perspective that they were elite, that he was the best prospect in this class, and I think that they overplayed their hand. And I get it. I'm not mad at them doing that. Deion Sanders is one of the best 22 players to ever strap on a helmet. So meaning that if there's an all-time starting lineup of people who have played in the NFL over the last 80 years, Deion Sanders is starting at left cornerback, locking off one side of the field. There's no question about that. It's arguable that he's on the Mount Rushmore of defensive players. I don't know if he's quite there. I put Reggie White and Deacon Jones and some of the fat guys that over that. But he's definitely in that conversation legitimately. But he passed those traits and that arrogance and that entitlement onto his son. And nobody wants to call out. You could call out and say that the son's kind of entitled, that he's coming in like he's his father. You could do that and not be a self-hating black man and be a racist. Those are just facts. The way that he's carried himself, it's off-putting. And that's part of the reason that he's in the situation that he's in, more than his play, in my opinion. I don't think people want to deal with the circus. People don't want to deal with the fans. It's just like Tebow. Shador sells, the third most jerseys in the NFL.
Second right now.
But who wants that from a backup quarterback that they don't plan to play?
Yeah.
Is that ideal if he's not your guy? So I think that's the dynamic with Shador. I think that there is racism in it. I think definitely if you had the text messages and emails and I'm sure that there's all sorts of profane things that I cannot say on Sirius XM that were said about the Sanders family. So there's no question about that. But you got to look in the mirror. You got to show up. I think the best thing for Shador, you're on a bad franchise. You show up and do whatever they want you to do. I think he's played that to a T. He's going to Cleveland Clinic. He's going to work with kids. He's doing everything that he's supposed to do. If he plays, good, but the best he can do is to look good, because me and you know, Carlin, he will play at some point if he's on an NFL roster. If you're a quarterback, yeah, it's going to be a Willie Beeman moment where the starting two people break their leg,
yep,
the same game. He doesn't have any margin for error, though. He has to come in and throw three touchdowns, first game, off the bench, no reps, and that's the part that I have a problem with. That's not fair. But you
Cleveland.
Talk about developing him. They're not developing him. He's a fifth-round pick. Nobody develops a fifth-round pick. He's lucky to be on the roster.
And this is going to be the yin and yang of it, right? We keep calling him a fifth-round pick, but we know he's not a fifth-round
talent.
But
he was picked in the fifth round. Understood. That's like saying that, hey, I should be making $500K a year at Sirius, which I should, based on my talent, but I'm not making that.
That's an argument that will never be resolved, because those who want to see him as a fifth round and to suppress him will say, he's a fifth round pick. So what are you going to do? He's not going to, you don't do that.
And that's how the system works. When the system devalues you, they say that your monetized value is not. I talk about titles matter. If you're, you know, I used to be a VP. and I made really good money. I make less money now, but now I'm an owner. And I'm actually at a place where I'm making as much money as I made where I'm a VP. I'd rather make, I don't want to talk about my salary, I'd rather make 30%, 40% less and own it than be a VP because I own it. But one thing about this radio network, I own the Lance J Radio Network. I own 100% of it. Sirius distributes it. I can talk about Charlie Kirk. I can talk about what's going on with racism. I don't have someone like ESPN, like the suits there, telling me what to say because I own this MF-er. So titles matter. He may be a VP-level talent, but he's coming in at junior manager level
pay. I'm so glad you made this equivalent here because there's a different way to look at this. One of the reasons why let's just call it this mysterious NFL system, right, the problem with him, is because he actually does own his own brand.
He does.
He doesn't need the NFL for his own brand. He's getting paid regardless,
right.
He's literally the highest paid fifth round pick of all time.
And my understanding is he has a clause in his contract that he gets points on the package when it comes to his jersey sales.
No fifth rounder's ever done that before in their life. So there's an issue with that because they can't control the narrative about him. So that's a larger part of it than he's arrogant. He's not the first arrogant player. Has anybody
he's
ever
definitely
seen
not.
Johnny Manziel or Baker Mayfield?
It didn't work for Johnny Manziel or Baker Mayfield.
Understood.
At first. Until when Baker Mayfield grew up, became mature, his talent took over.
Yeah, what Deion has taught his sons is on the marketing and business side of things.
Which is brilliant.
But what Deion marketed was his brashness. He's the one that made up the primetime thing in his dorm room and stuff. So you're right. There has been a
Deion's better than his son, though. Deion's one of the best people to ever play.
Absolutely. But then
his son was one of the best prospects in one class of quarterbacks.
Absolutely. And I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm gonna leave it alone. Is that now that you see what this current quarterback class was supposed to eclipse last year's quarterback class, here's what I will say about that.
That's in his favor, though.
This year.
We saw Cade Klubnik.
Last year's quarterback class.
That Cade Klubnik is terrible. I don't know that he's a league. I don't know that he plays in the league.
At all.
I thought that I've seen him projected as a late first-round pick coming into this season. I don't know if he's played in the league. I don't know if Dabo Sweeney's going to be eclipsing. Like, he's bad. No. This Nussmeier, LSU, he's not that good either.
No, yeah, Nussmeier, Klubnik, Aller. Anybody see Drew Aller play in the bowl game last year and throw up them the goose eggs?
Right. Look,
here's my point. All of those guys are still fairly young. The group that came ahead, the Bo Nix, Penix.
I'm not a big fan of Bo Nix or Penix.
But what I'm saying is,
I think that Shadur is just as good as any of the last five people there.
Those guys are all four-year seniors, and they're five-year seniors, six-year seniors. So my point is this. Shadur has the cachet from a skill standpoint. Like you said, he's going to play at some point in time. My only point is that it's not going to be in Cleveland.
Right.
The structure is not there.
That's fair enough. What we'll do is we're going to cut to another break. We were talking about quarterbacks that suck. I'm gonna go on my rant on Arch Manning. We'll be back. More to Lance J Radio Network after these messages.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Scarlet and gray, don't let them through the line. Got to win today. Ohio, smash through to victory. Cheer you as you go. Our honor to defend will fight to the end for Ohio. Let's go! Bars!
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Caitlin Clark from the logo!
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. It worked. Buckets. Now that's a tomato. Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
Image. P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
There are risks when buying drugs like heroin, cocaine, crack, and pills off the street. But did you know that any of those drugs could also contain fentanyl? Fentanyl is an opioid 50 times stronger than heroin, and they contributed to over 80% of overdose deaths in Maryland. Anyone who uses drugs, even occasionally, is at risk of an overdose. Learn to reverse an overdose with an easy-to-use medication called Naloxone at stopoverdose.maryland.gov or call or text 988.
Some of us dream in color. Others in black and white. In some dreams, we're an observer. In others, we're the star. Dreams come in many forms. Find yours during Mercedes-Benz Dream Days with exceptional offers on the CLE Coupe and E-Class Sedan. Now through July 31st.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda. By Fashion Rep, by Fashion Rep.
So we all know about West Side Gun. We know about Benny. We know about Conway. But I want to introduce Stove God Cooks. But I want to introduce Brother Tom Sos, the talented brother. Man. You can hear him on some of the recent work, some of the recent albums that West Side Gun has put out.
Buffalo, it's a beautiful place. It's bittersweet, man, because it's just... You know, if y'all love Griselda, man, so there's the East Side Buffalo stuff that they rap about, it's facts. It's 100% facts. As far as new music, it's on the way. The streets is talking and the streets are right. I got an album. My Griselda debut is on the way. You know, it's just West Side Gun. If anybody is familiar with his work, that man is a genius. I couldn't believe it. If you listen to Health Science, Pinch Me, I'm Dreaming. It's just, I couldn't believe it at all, man.